Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
On a Friday here in Kansas City on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins. Oh, damn, I'm glad to have you. You guys get blown away or see that wind?
That wind was crazy out there yesterday.
Did you feel the temperature drop like within the hours?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be back up today. It's like 30 degrees colder than it was at this time yesterday. But by the end of the day, it's supposed to be warm again. And then on Christmas, it's supposed to be 70.
Hell yeah.
What a great day to tailgate. Seriously, I'm like, Ralph and I already been texting this morning. Ralph was out yesterday getting the bus fueled up and gassed up for the Christmas Day game that we're going to be doing, our final game of the year, obviously. And Ralph sends me this text yesterday, and I'm going to just read it on the air. He says, "I haven't driven the bus since the October Raider game. Took it today to give it a bath and get some fuel. Old-timer walks up to me and said, 'No offense, but Mahomes ain't Dan Marino or Drew Brees.' And Ralph says, and I said, 'Yeah, together they have one Super Bowl.' Mahomes says, 3, dumbass." Imagine walking up to somebody with a Chiefs bus in like Tonganoxie and saying, "Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is no Dan Marino or Drew Brees." You're right. He's not. He's better.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, what a pull that is. Like if you went up to Ralph or whoever and said, "Mahomes is no Tom Brady." Okay. You're right. He's not. Dan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Marino and Drew Brees.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes wasn't in a movie.
It's true.
That is true.
It's true.
Not yet.
You got any more of that gum, Ace? I don't, Dan, and I'd appreciate you staying out of my personal affairs. You're a weird guy, Ace. You're a weird guy. That wasn't the news of yesterday. The news yesterday is that there is going to be a meeting in Topeka, Kansas. Now we are waiting to see if the LLC will approve what they want to approve. And if that is the case, then the big dogs of the Kansas City Chiefs will be present in Kansas on Monday, and the Chiefs will be leaving. And then soon to follow, the Royals will follow suit. And Jackson County is losing both of its teams.
Yes, they are. Jackson County is definitely losing both of those teams.
I am just absolutely hurt.
Yeah, but you know, there could be a new Spirit Halloween store where the two stadiums are right
now. I don't need this.
Or maybe a landfill.
You already told me you go back to first grade learn to read. Think about my day yesterday, okay? Okay. Think about my day yesterday. Good friend, co-host, says, can't read. There's a class on that. It's called first grade.
Today, Junior.
That was shot number one. Shot number two, you know. There's other things that happen, but then the stadium news happens. And then I get told I'm going to have a Spirit Halloween. What is going to go there?
I would think a landfill at this point in time. I mean, you know, Mark Donovan 2 years ago said it's an undesirable location. And he's right. I mean, it's a dump out there right now. So I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, 60 years and nothing came, right?
Get a projector. Let's have the best tailgate parties out there.
Put a drive-in yeah. out there. Drive-in would be kind of cool. Yeah, but I don't know. Stop. I just think you make it kind of a, you know, a land. I don't really know what you can do with that, you know, land out there anymore. But, you know, people always want to know why. Why do things happen, right? How did this happen, right? I don't think anybody should be surprised about this move, or moves, I should say. I've been telling you about this since February 26, 2024. This should not be a shock to anyone. But the why, and here is why the Royals and Chiefs are now moving to the state of Kansas. It comes down to one thing, and that is leadership. Kansas has it, Missouri doesn't. And at the end of the day, if folks in Jackson County are mad and upset, I understand. But the reason why is Frank White and Mayor L and everyone else who didn't lead in the state of Missouri. And I blame Mayor L on this because his handling of the downtown stadium was very weak. The Royals were ready to build in the East Village. They had the land ready to go. Everything was pretty much a done deal. They're not going to uproot anybody. It was a blank space down there. And then at the 11th hour, Mayor L's like, put it in the crossroads so we can connect the bridge and make the, you know, power and light district more successful. And once they did that and they started to uproot people and the noise got louder and louder and louder, they failed and the vote failed. And so that's on leadership. Frank White, same thing. Leadership with him as well. From what I've been told by sources close to the Kansas City City Council, Mayor L has kept the council in the dark on all of this, and they're not happy about it. Same with Frank White. From what I've been told, he kept the Jackson County legislators in the dark on a lot of this as well.
What's he doing now?
He's not doing anything anymore. Yeah, he was impeached. And then neither the council nor the legislature are happy with either. The council is not happy with the mayor based on the way that all of this went down. And the Jackson County legislature is obviously not happy with Frank White because, you know, he's no longer employed, with the county. And so that's ultimately what it comes down to. During this whole process, you didn't really hear much out of the state of Kansas. You didn't hear anything out of Overland Park. You didn't hear anything out of Shawnee or Olathe. You heard stuff from Leawood, who they don't have a say, have another jumbo Kendall Jackson and call it a day. They have no say in all this. You heard a lot, though, from the Missouri side. And the more that they spoke on the Missouri side, you probably realize they're not signing NDAs, but everybody on the Kansas side is signing an NDA. And so ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Very poor leadership by Quentin Lucas. Very poor leadership by Frank White. Very poor, just leadership by, I guess, the governor as well in the state of Missouri. And Kansas had their leaders in place. They did everything quietly, behind closed doors, took care of everything, got the deals done that they needed to get done to get the Royals and Chiefs to cross the state line. And again, Missouri had the first right of refusal on this in April of 2024. And Missouri said no. And once you say no, well, then you open the door. It's just like anything, right? You ask a girl out on a date, she says no, you move on to the next girl, and she says yes. The girl who said no can't be mad at you that you moved on. It's just that's the way that life works.
Attacking my life. Please.
I was talking more about Mac.
I've moved on to Cougars.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, I mean, you're almost 40 now.
I don't have Chiefs or Royals, so I moved on to my home team, the Cougars.
I mean, you're almost 40 now, so the Cougar kind of your age, right? Like, but you know, it just
line up, silver ladies. Foxes. Here we come.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Absolutely. There, I mean, that I told you for years, Bea Arthur was my one. You know, now she's dead. So anyway, back to it. You know, back to the leadership side of things, and that's where it was won, and that's why I kind of said all along. The adults are playing in Kansas. The kids are playing in Missouri. And they just never led and handled it the right way. People want to be a politician or in a position of leadership until you need to be a leader. And when you need to be a leader, as we saw during COVID, as we saw during everything, how many supposed leaders out there crumbled under pressure? And that's what, you know, happened in the state of Missouri. It ended up being leadership. And really, it was leadership because Quentin Lucas didn't even endorse the plan until the Saturday before the vote at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. When nobody's paying attention, nobody really knew. The delivery of the message was poor. The chief's plan in Jackson County wasn't the best, you know, and whatnot. But at the end of the day, it comes down to leadership and telling people the importance of keeping these teams in town, because it's not just losing the teams from your state. You're losing the 1% earnings tax. You're losing, you know, the revenue, the tax that people spend at the stadium and all that kind of stuff. It is a major financial loss for Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County to not only lose the Royals and Chiefs, but to lose Lockton as well. Like, people aren't focusing on that. This leadership of Casey Moe in the last couple of weeks is going to be known for losing Lockton, the Royals, and the Chiefs. That's Quentin Lucas's legacy.
This was Quentin Lucas's response to the news yesterday. Quote, Kansas City does not negotiate in public and will not change course today.
Probably don't negotiate in private.
As the city and our Missouri partners continue discussions with our long-term partners at the Kansas City Chiefs and the Royals. Partners at the Chiefs and the Royals. We remain steadfast in working toward an agreement in the best interest of our community and the greatest success of our teams on and off the field.
Yeah, it's a good word salad. Really good word salad. Like, it's too little too late, man. Like, you had your chance. You lollygagged it around, if you will. Didn't take it serious. And then reality hits you in the face. And you're like, oh, my God, what happened? I didn't see this coming. Well, we all saw this coming. We heeded the warning on February 22nd or 26th, 2024. If this vote fails, there is a possibility of both of these teams relocating to Kansas. And I was the town crier. I was an idiot. It's never going to happen. And when people get into that mindset, regardless of what it is, that it can never happen, you know what happens? It always happens. It always happens. The it's never going to happen people are the worst crowd out there, because it always does happen. And you're burying your head and you're not paying attention. And nobody took Kansas seriously, including Mayor Ellen Frank White. And you know what happened? Kansas became a serious effing player.
It's a sad day for me, man. Sad day for us in Jackson County.
Are you moving to Nall now?
Well, Rob said he's going to buy a house, and he said he ran out of his townhouse.
Oh, all right.
There we go.
Oh, Rob Maloney.
Just let me cope.
He's bald at the bar with the silver medal.
Yeah.
He always comes up short, and the sand trap's got fried mushrooms. His favorite emoji is flex. Rob Maloney.
That's all I need. I just need to
get you happy.
The Kansas Chiefs champions.
Merry Christmas coming up, right?
That's right, Mitch Holtis. He'll join us on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan. You're over Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right, Friday, 7:20, Mitch Holthus time. It's brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association, Incorporated, also brought to you by Silver Stein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silver Stein Eye Centers. Well, Mitch, we might get to see some guys that we haven't seen all year. The playoffs out of the picture, so have you thought about maybe letting me come into the booth and do a half with you to see if the young guys can prevail?
Let me think a second. Let me take it under advisement. No.
That's okay. Longer than I give myself credit for, so I appreciate that thoughtful process.
I thought about it. All right. So, Mac Morey, Mac Mid-Major Morey.
Yes, sir. We're here.
He gets 5 seconds. I give a – hey, Dusty, mute Bob, okay?
Is that you saying that
Bob's
or Jackson
now that goes,
oh, that
Bob,
was
Bob,
good.
Bob, no. 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 Okay, now, so Bob's the one that would come in today and go, Dusty, you're getting a bike for Christmas. You're getting an electric bike. You're like, what? Yeah, I saw Dad buy it for you. Like, that's Bob.
I've been telling Kansas that for 2 years, Mitch, that they were getting a bike, and now they're getting two of them. So, yes, I understand your reference.
All right, Mitch, I got my clock set. I've got my clock set for 5 seconds. I've got Bob's mic mute and Max ready.
Mac, you ready? Here you go. Here is your. You get. I'll give you a cue, a clue, and you get 5 seconds.
Okay, a clue. Great. Give me.
Fran Fraschilla.
Don't know. Mercer.
Manhattan.
Mercer. We already did Mercer.
Manhattan.
The Manhattan Jasper.
You're right.
I can't go there, boys.
I got you.
I'm not going there today.
I got you.
Can you say Merry Chris Mitch, though? Are you going with that? Because I've coined that today.
Well, or no. Oh. All I know is the movie What About Bob, about the psychiatrist and Bill Murray, is based on the life of Bob Fesco.
I wish.
Baby steps, Mitch. Baby steps. Hey, baby. There we go.
Strapped to the tree with dynamite in the park. That's... Yeah.
Dusty, you're getting a bike for Christmas. I saw Dad buy it for you.
Hey, okay, so, Mitch, I am interested from your take on this game against Tennessee on Sunday, because there is going to be what I've considered an opportunistic game for guys that want to be here next year. I look at guys like July. I mean, obviously July will be here, but like guys that can show what they can bring to the table, like a Bashard Smith, the Bassa, or, you know, more of Gelati. You know, what goes through your mind in a game like this against the Titans?
Well, you're right on with that one. And I'm going to also direct you to our Defending the Kingdom podcast. If people are driving around or thinking why would I even be interested in the Tennessee game? Matt and I get into, I know you're going to have Matt on later this morning, Matt and I get into more detail on this, but let me give you 6 guys. I'll just give you a snippet because that's where Matt and I went. And on defense, it's Ashton Gelati. It's Noel Williams. I think Noel Williams has a chance to be a linchpin along with Gelati in the defense in 26. But you have to see it now because you're going to see it against Cam Ward. You're going to see it against the Broncos. You're going to see it against Brock Bowers. So this is like real life stuff. So those two, and then Matt threw in, and I'd agree with it, it's Kevin Knowles.
Ooh.
People don't know about him, but Kevin Knowles has been a demon on special teams, and now he's going to sprinkle in and play a little dime and nickel because of the injuries. And so this is a real world look at him. On the offensive side, what do we have with Breshard Smith? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be a younger version of Jerick McKinnon? Or what do we have there with more responsibility? Because he's got speed and talent. But his longest run has been 8 yards, and his longest pass, I think, is 17. Jalen Royals. What do we have with Jalen Royals? We saw it a little bit in camp, saw a little bit in OTAs. But he's only had one 30-yard kick return. That's it. And then Esipola, to me, is at the top of all 6 of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
This Esipola, to me, is the valedictorian of this discussion because he could be an answer to the tackle issues going into 2026. He's already played against two high-level opponents, and he's going to get more here. So, and including going against the Broncos, which is going to be nasty on Christmas night. So, yeah, it's real. And it needs to be paid attention to if anybody has hope for 26.
You know, you look at Breshard Smith and Royals in particular from an offensive standpoint. Why haven't we seen them more this year? It's not like anybody was really doing enough to get in their way to take away reps from those guys.
I think in Royals' case it was. Because Royals' duty, the way I see it, will be like a younger version of Juju Smith-Schuster, the door hinge guy.
Okay.
Who is going to be an intermediate guy. He can also go long if you want him to, but he's going to set the pick and get the guy open. He'll make the pivot route on third and six to get you nine. I think Royals has a chance of being that guy, but that's Juju. And you're still trying to win games and get to the playoffs, and you're not experimenting. And Juju, you know what you're getting with Juju. And Juju's been really good this year, but mainly when he doesn't have the ball, that's where you got to watch video on him. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the case. With Breshard Smith, I think it's been more of what's his role as it pertains to Pacheco and to Kareem Hunt. That's why I'm saying the next 3 weeks, you get a little more of a look at him in a bigger role to see what do we have going into the 26 offseason.
Yeah, and I think that's huge for the next three games to see some of these guys and see what they can do. And I've been wanting to see Breshard Smith for a while now, and I think he can be a dynamic player. So let me ask you this. How then can a young guy like a Breshard Smith or a Jalen Royals get onto the field? What do they have to show the coaches or Andy or whoever that may be to show and earn that trust that they can be on the field from jump street, basically?
Sometimes it's a little unfair because you only get one at-bat to show I can drive you guys in.
Yeah.
And it's a pinch hit on August the 20th, right? Mm-hmm. And, man, he ripped the double. But he did it again. He looks good doing it. It's just a given a chance. And I think that's why we're saying these three games, there will be a chance that has not been there in the first 14. So that's why, yeah, I mean, it's important. It's also why this is going to get into a bigger discussion. Players opt out of bowls. Mm-hmm. Now we have teams opting out of bowls. And I can hear all the reasons of it, portal and NIL. The bowl, I've seen programs really up close and close to us that built their program based on the bowls. And why is the very discussion we're having right now? You don't opt out in the NFL. You get a chance, you seize it. The bowl season for many schools, including KU and K-State, and Mizzou, have been ways that you really set up your next year. And to just forfeit that and let it go to oblivion, you're now going in and minus, not zero going into the next year, you're going in at minus. And so here we are with young players, with us, who have lived in the opt-out world. Because the opt-out world's now been there for 3 years. But in the NFL, you don't opt out. And so I hope at some point college gets it figured out and there's some kind of renaissance. Because we have major programs around us that are forfeiting evaluation time in a real-world sense.
Yeah,
that really helps you for next year. The bowl, I can get a bowl ring or whatever. It's really the next season. And I've seen K-State, they set up their next year of what they've done by maximizing the bowls. And now that you just pass on it, I'll take 40 guys. I'll go to the Fidel house and buy 40 guys. But I might have another 20. That are on the team that get a shot that you're going, you know what, this guy and this guy is more than we thought that we can use in 26.
Yeah, that
doesn't care if you're K-State, KU, Mizzou, or Missouri State, or anybody else.
Yeah, and I think that perfectly segues into the next question as we're talking to Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan. Gardner Minshew, he's going to get three cracks at this thing, and, you know, he's going to try to, in my opinion, like, why not try to show that you can stick around? Because I don't know what time does, but say Mahomes isn't ready to go for the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season next year. Gardner's got something he can show Andy and company as well, Mitch.
Well, don't you, even if Pat's ready to go, and I'm not going to bet against him.
True.
Don't you have to have a guy really close in the on-deck circle because you're having a guy coming off rehab?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I mean, this is the vice president, but the president has been ill. Oh, he's ready to go, but the vice president has to be more ready than he's been in the past, or she.
Yep.
So that's what we got here. Now, I'll ask you guys this. In the 13 years of Andy Reid, who's a better backup quarterback the Chiefs have had than Gardner Minshew?
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, trick answer. Way to go.
Yeah.
I would give Chad Henne some. I would give Henne some credit.
Henne, yeah, that was a good one. Matt Moore.
Well, Matt Moore, because he won those games. You got to win games.
Yep.
Nick Foles was here. People forget about Nick Foles.
Right, right.
And Henne won a playoff game. He didn't start a playoff game, but he came in and won a playoff game. All right, worthy discussion. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I think Gardner Minshew is in a discussion of being the best of all those guys.
Wow. Okay.
Now he's started 46 games. He's won 17 of those. He has started and won 9 games since the beginning of 2023. He went 7-6 as the Colts quarterback. He almost got him into the playoffs. He went 4-2 against the Titans. He passed for 312 against the Titans. He has 9 300-yard passing games. I've asked all week long, how much of the playbook do you have to forfeit because you're the 1,000 plays the Chiefs have? How much do you have to go, well, we better set these 554 aside because it's Minshew? And I'm telling you guys, with a lot of quarterbacks, that's what you have to do, but not with this guy, not with Minshew. He's capable of winning all three of these games, and I'm not lying or waving a pom-pom.
So let me ask you this then. I know everybody is expecting Patrick to be back for opening day, and nobody's going to doubt Patrick Mahomes, right? But that can't be your plan of action going into the offseason. Well, we think, you know, you got to be definitive, obviously, going into the offseason. That being said, is Gardner Minshew the guy that comes back next year? Because it seems like every year we have that revolving door for the most part at backup quarterback. Does Gardner Minshew get that next opportunity? And would you be okay and comfortable with him being the starter if he had to for the first couple of games next year?
I am right now on December, though, whatever this is, 19th.
Yeah.
But let's talk again on January the 7th or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
Because these three games are big. Because now he's going to have Andy Reid working with him and the staff, and most of the players that surround him will be there in OTAs and camp. And you also can't blow that off because Pat's not going to be there for OTAs and camp with all of his rehab. So I think he can. I have every bit of confidence he can. Now, what Brett Veach has to think about is all of this discussion and what are we going to pay the guy? Because I've really got in my mind what a backup quarterback can be paid, because there's so many big decisions that have to be made related to the cap. That's one. And two, can Gardner Minshew win one game? Can he win two games? Can he win a playoff game? Because he's not won a playoff game. All these are decisions. And Chad Henne did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. All right. It's a decision box that Brett Veach has to have, but now he's got to throw the dollars into this. What am I willing to pay a Gardner Minshew to be in that role? And so these three games are gigantic for Minshew to have a fighting chance. Now, I mean, he's going to have Esipola and Chu Godrick as the tackles.
Right.
But he's going to have it. I think we're going to Trey Smith back. That'll help him. But we're going to know on January 7th. I'll be on that Friday after the season with you guys.
Right.
And bring that up. Put it in your phone to ask me, because it'll be a more pertinent discussion then when we see these three games.
Okay, let me ask you this. The next three games, how much of this, in your opinion, needs to be Travis Kelce-centric as well?
About 61.92%.
Okay.
That's how I like my beer, Mitch.
We can argue. I love George Brett. We can argue. And Lenny Dawson and all those guys. Or if it's Mount Rushmore, Kelce is on there with them. Think about this guy, a first ballot Hall of Famer that won three Super Bowls. He will have already, he's got like 13 NFL records all time. When you look at the playoff statistics, only he and Jerry Rice are 1-2, 1-2, 1-2 in some pass catching statistics. It's phenomenal when you look at the numbers with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is like George Brett being 1-2, 1-2, 1-2 in postseason with, Ted Williams. All right, but that's what we've got here. He's every bit as good as those guys, and you can argue maybe even a notch ahead because he won three Super Bowl championships, and the fact that he has dominated his sport for 12 seasons, and the fact that he's played over 12,000 snaps. Kelce is almost in a place by himself in the lore of the sports history of our whole community.
Yeah, it is crazy, man, when you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Mitch, I want to ask you, maybe it's like just a personal question, because we talked to Danan about it. He says he takes the binoculars, kind of looked at Travis Kelce the other night when he was soaking it all in on the national anthem. Have you done that yet with Travis? And the other part of that question is, where does Travis rank for you as a broadcaster of this team for so many years, seeing so many players come through?
Well, one, I've used every – I get an opportunity to see Kels just walking in the hallway. And I don't want to take any second for granted. And I've told him that. He knows it. I don't want to take any second for granted that I just get to be around the guy, even if it's a fist pump or to say or to joke about, hey, you're at 12,000 snaps. He's like, dude, you're making me feel old. Like, or he'll joke or laugh or just give me a wink. Now, it started last year, guys. It started last year. I wasn't as melancholy as he was. And a couple times he gave me these big bear hugs, and I'm thinking he's done. This is it for him. And I think the Super Bowl made him come back. I'm not saying he's done. I'm not gonna, because I thought he was done last year. But to answer your question specifically, I'm trying to soak in every second with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've already got granddaughters, but maybe I'll have great granddaughters or grandsons, and I'll tell them, yeah, I was around this guy for 13 seasons, and he's one of the more remarkable athletes to walk the planet ever, to do what he did, how he did it. All that he was asked to do, and he did it at a superb highest level of anybody. So what was your other question? Oh, where does he rank of my 32 years of guys? I kind of already gave you that answer. And I don't do it to demean anybody else that plays, because when you get asked that question, people look at him like, well, you like him better than T-Guns. I love T-Guns. I just wish he could have been on these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kels is right there. And I get emotional talking about it.
Yep.
He's right there. The fact that I got the chance to have the blessing to call every one of his games, and he didn't play for anybody else. He didn't go play for the Falcons. We didn't trade him because the people around wanted to trade him. We didn't trade him. If he retires this year, he will have played every second of his NFL life with the team that I get to call the games for. I'm not going to take that for granted ever. And it's one of those, it's like a song. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be gone someday, but he's right up there.
You know,
I think the dude's, he's awesome, man. The guy's awesome.
Yeah, you get emotional, and I was getting emotional as you were talking as well. And I think that's the proper feeling for this because, you know, when the schedule came out and we all looked at it, I said, okay, one of our games this year on our tickets, we're going to the final game of the season. We're going Christmas night. We'll take the kids on Christmas night because I believe it probably will be Travis Kelce's last home game, you know, here in Kansas City as a member of the Chiefs. And this was well before the season. This was right when the schedule came out. I said, obviously, there'll be playoffs games, but I want to make sure we're there for that final, you know, regular season game. I took the kids to the final game for Haas and Moose and all of them. And you know,
yep.
And I'm getting emotional now because it goes back to the family bonding thing that like this winning has created these bonds and these love affairs for people in this town that you can't explain to anybody else. Like some of my best friends are because of the Chiefs, man. Like it's really crazy to think about this run of success and this string of 10 years and what it's meant for everybody in this town. And I was not going to have my kids miss that Christmas night game to say goodbye to Travis Kelce. Potentially. I think Christmas night is going to be one of the most emotional places we've ever been when it comes to sports.
And think of, to me, a Royals comp would be Salvi.
Yeah.
This is Salvi winning 3 World Series titles. That's what this is. Or Salvi being listed 1-2 with, I don't know, Yogi Berra in Major League Baseball history for catchers in the postseason or for any players in the postseason. That's what this is. Kels is at that level. Now, and think about Salvi, because even Moose, Haas, all those guys. Salvi caught. He flipping caught. And that is such a hard job.
Yep.
And tight in this system and playing in the NFL, you have to do everything. You're a lineman and you're a wide receiver. You get hit when you don't get hit. And so the fact the fact that that Kelce did such hard work and did it at such a high level, I need to use present tense verb, that he's set apart from even any of those comps. Salvi'd be the closest, but he won 3 world titles mm-hmm. here, and he never played for anybody else. I mean, he's the Tony Gwynn that won 3 titles for the Padres, and T. Gwynn didn't win any. Like, so these comps, you look at him and you go, whoa, okay, maybe he's on the shelf over there by himself in your library of your man cave, sitting there with his own shrine. That's what we probably have to put Travis. And yeah, I'll feel all that on Christmas night, and so will you guys. And I love it that you did that with your kids to say, soak this in, because you'll appreciate it someday. Now, I've got another one that I'm going to be emotional about that you don't know about. When are we on next?
After the holiday. We got two Fridays we're off. So we're on after the season.
Next 2 Fridays we're off.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So what?
I can't do this yet. Well, I can't do it yet, but we're going to just put that on there too. I've given you, let's do Minshew, bookmark it. What do you think? Ask me those questions. And then give me another one where I'm feeling the same thing about, but I can't do it now. So just put it down. It's not the same. You know, it's because Kels is on the shelf in the man cave by himself. But this is something we need to discuss in that next discussion with you guys. So just put it in your book. Mac will remember it.
No, he won't.
I've already written it down.
I already wrote it down. Yeah. I've
already written it down.
All right. Just because I'm going to go there, and I want to give it time. And it's going to be time well spent. But just put it down. There's a tease for 2 weeks that everybody will forget what we do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway, just put it down, a tease for 2 weeks, and we'll chat about it.
All right, Mitch, from our families to yours, I wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday, and enjoy the rest of the season. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks about what are we supposed to ask you? Oh, yeah, they wrote it down.
Yeah, all right,
they
wrote it down. Merry Christmas, Mitch.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you guys. And, Dusty, you're getting a bike. I said, Dad, get me a bike. You're getting a bike. What's in the big package? I don't know. You're getting a bike. Thank you, Bob.
Anytime, Mitch.
All right, Mr. Holtis. Have a good one, Mitch.
See you, boys.
Later. That's Mitch Holtis there, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated. Also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Coming up next, Mac Morey, Mid-Major Mac. He gives us one word. 96.5 The Fan, you're out for KSC Sports.
It's Bob.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of 3, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
1, 2, 3.
Oatmeal raisin. Oh, yeah, we made it. Holiday Friday, Big Friday, let's go. 6 mm-hmm. days till Christmas.
I even have my Bruce Springsteen. I like Merry it. Christmas,
Merry Christmas, baby.
Nice.
Yes, Merry Christmas is what we're saying
absolutely.
Here.
Yeah. Even though he didn't. All right, one word.
Like, I don't think he liked Merry Christmas. I thought it was really good. I was very proud of that.
I was too, Bob. That was good. Good on you.
Thank you.
One word on the stadiums. Seems like we've had some news, obviously, a meeting. It could be in line on Monday in Topeka for the Chiefs. It seems all to be done, basically, on Kansas. One word on the stadium news.
Well, you just took my word, Kansas. I mean, that's what I've been telling you since February 26, 2024. If that vote failed, other municipalities would step up, and they have. And both the Chiefs and Royals are now moving across the state line, the Royals to Overland Park, as we've been telling you, the Chiefs out in the Wyandotte County area for the stadium. I believe the Johnson County area will ultimately have the practice facility and some other stuff as well. It's going to be a big win for the metropolitan area. We can now get events that we've never been able to get before. The Final Four, the Super Bowl, bowl games, college football playoff games. All of that is
WrestleMania.
Now. WrestleMania, winter concerts. All of that now is at our doorstep. And our life in Kansas City just became better because all of that now can be part of our city. This is what we deserve as Kansas Citians for all these years, right? And all this blood, sweat, and tears that we put into our teams. Now we get the new stadiums to reward our teams and to reward our city to give them the best opportunity to host all kinds of world-class events.
I don't really have one word. I've got a few.
It's a big bundle of suck, does, man.
And I'll take your next question.
Certainly moving up the food chain line in terms of cities with this move.
From that standpoint, yeah. You start to talk about peer cities and all that kind of stuff. Kansas City is now going to surpass everybody in that peer city category. No longer is the Final Four just going to be in Indianapolis and Houston. We are now officially in that rotation for the Final Four. We're going to be in the Super Bowl rotation as well. I mean, the Chiefs invented the Super Bowl, for God's sake. So, you know, we're going to be in that rotation. You get a new stadium, you get a new Super Bowl, you get a Super Bowl. It's just that's the way it works.
It could just be their opponents suck.
Well, this texter segues perfectly for me. 6-2-0. Has anyone told Mayor Lucas yet? He might have other insider information. Let's go one word on Mayor L's statement yesterday in response to this speculation. Kansas City does not negotiate in public and will not change course today as the city and our Missouri partners continue discussions with our long-term partners as the Chiefs and the Royals. We remain steadfast in working toward an arrangement in the best interest of our community and the greatest success of our teams on and off the field.
That's a weak statement. Yeah, he's not been kind of on the forefront of where he needs to be as a leader. Mayor L and Frank White have let this city down, have let Jackson County down.
My one word on that is...
Hey, what you up, man?
And I'll take your next question.
Well, let's get to it. Dusty, we had a chicken biscuit on the line. Looks like it's going to be yours. Thursday Night Football, one of the best games of the season. Seattle ends up beating the Los Angeles Rams. You went to bed last night. You're going, wait, what? They were up 30-14 with 8 or so minutes to go. That's right, they were. Mm-hmm. A punt return, a two-point conversion, a touchdown, a two-point conversion, overtime, a stop, a touchdown, a two-point. I mean, it all happened 38-37. Seattle moves into the one seed in the NFC and obviously the division leader.
Scandal. And that's the way everybody's going to be looking at that game and that two-point conversion that was blown dead, but yet they counted it as a two-point conversion. Once that inadvertent whistle went off, the play is officially dead. That's what players are taught. Play to the whistle, right? You heard the whistle go off, everybody stop playing. That's a bad move by the NFL on that one. That needs to be seriously looked at, and I think the NFL needs to come out and say, we screwed that one up, because once you hear the whistle, as far as I've been told, plays are dead in the NFL once you hear that whistle, and the whistle blew before the gentleman picked it up in the end zone.
Side note from the game, according to Adam Schefter, on this play, per ESPN research, the Seahawks became the first team in NFL history to ever win an overtime game on a two-point conversion.
Oh, that's cool.
But my one word is, this.
Yeah, but football never dissipates, Bob.
And I'll take your next question.
Yeah, I think NFL teams were 79-0 and had over 400 passing yards, 3 takeaways, 0 sacks given up. Now 79-1 overall.
Good, the Rams can have that obscure stat like the Chiefs had the one against the Rams. First team to ever score more than 50 points and lose the Kansas City Chiefs against those Rams because of Shakira.
College football playoff director Rich Clark. Dick says could move up a week. Not off the table. One word.
Smart. And it should be moved up a week. Move the first round up to the first weekend in December. Second round could have been this past weekend. Third round this weekend, championship game on New Year's Day. You're done. We're not milking this thing till January 20th. All of this nonsense, it solves so many issues as well. You can open the transfer portal on January 2nd. You can do all your coaching moves on January 2nd. Move this stuff up, man. Stop worrying about whatever it is that they worry about. And also get rid of the conference championship games. Nobody cares about those. So that first weekend in December is the first round. Last weekend, the Army-Navy weekend would have been in the second round. This would have been the Final Four weekend. And then New Year's Day, you have your national championship game. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I think one word would just be like revise. Like maybe... you know, take that in consideration, because what, you had a standalone game, you could have like kicked the day off with Army Navy, right?
Sure.
And then, you know, let them have their moment, let them have their day. It's always fun. Like one of my buddies said, Army Navy game's really cool for like the first like 10 minutes. And then you're just kind of like, all right, whatever. But you could have that game at 11 o'clock
Doesn't really affect Indiana.
They're it's talking about moving that game, too.
Well, we'll see. Revise would be my one word. Mm-hmm.
And let's start with the let's go to the weekend sports slate, because it is crazy this weekend. Not only with football, got some good college basketball and NBA on as well. Mm-hmm. It starts all tonight with Oklahoma and Alabama. One word on this weekend's sports slate.
Large. A lot of meaningful football games on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, exciting. Obviously, you get the holiday swing. It gives you a little bit of time if you do have that. Like, if you were smart and got your stuff done, like all your shopping and stuff, and now you're just in, like, stocking stuffers, you know, whatever it may be, however you do it. But it is, it's important as well. I mean, you get, like, last night's game was great. You roll that right into Friday night. Then you get Saturday all day. And then Sunday, you're like, oh, yeah, great. NFL slate. Jacksonville at Denver. Hello.
Go.
You know what I mean? So, yes. Yeah.
Who would have thought Jacksonville at Denver? Again, you know who would have thought that? The script writers who scheduled this random Jacksonville-Denver game for week 16.
Maybe your Blake Bortles guy would have thought it. But ending here, 913. Oh, I thought Mayor L's response was Max Belch. Respect the text.
Yeah. Way to go, Mayor L. Yeoman's work out here, Frank.
Somebody says, I like my coffee like my mayor's weak.
Could you imagine that being your legacy? First of all, Frank White, who was an unbelievable second baseman from a defensive standpoint, not much of an offensive stick. But his legacy is no longer about what he did on the baseball field. His legacy is pissing off Jackson County. And then you have Mayor L. You're the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. When you take over, the Chiefs are on top of the world. The Royals are winning games. You lost both of them to Kansas. And you lost Lockton. What a legacy. What a legacy for Mayor L.
I'm hurt.
That's not your legacy.
No, but it's still like my teams.
They're still here. They're still here. They're still your team. Stop with that. They're still here.
I'm not getting the revenue, though, in the state that I live in.
But were you really – how were you seeing that revenue? I mean, like, I wasn't seeing any.
I'm going to see it once it's gone.
How, though? Like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Like, tell me how you're actually going to have more money now because that 3/8 cent sales tax gets wiped off in 2030. Mm-hmm.
Nashville has his heart, but Chattanooga, Knoxville, and Memphis, well, they all play their part. Oh, Alex Gold loves Tennessee. He likes to get out of town. He loves to make his rounds. He might be driving through the Cumberland Gap right, or riding on a riverboat heading to Natchez. Taking his time in East Tennessee, but you can bet he'll be back to Music City.
Why you say that? Because I have fear.
Okay.
I have fear.
All right. I'm interested to hear your fear. Look, I mean, I know people are going to be upset about this, but we told you what was going to happen if you didn't vote yes.
What if we did?
And then the construction has already started downtown on the stadium. We've already been moving dirt and putting up pillars.
Hit Alex Gold's theme song. We'll talk about it next on the other side.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.